ओम शांति। बाबा गिव्स अस टीचिंग्स, लव एंड इंस्पिरेशंस। सो ईच एंड एवरी मुरली Baba is giving us some homework and starting with the new year, Baba wants us to bring newness. The old sanskars, nature, lifestyle needs to be completely changed. As it is, when we come to Baba, we say, okay, this is my new spiritual birth. And we celebrate our spiritual birthday, not the physical birthday. Is anyone here who has forgotten their spiritual birthday? Huh? Everybody knows their spiritual birthday? I know few people have forgotten. Nobody forgets their Laukik birthday, apart from dadis and all, they don't even know what is their Laukik birthday. So, this is our new spiritual birth. And so everything should be new. And that's what we had to check and change, as how far I have finished my old sanskars. Yesterday Baba was saying, have you finished 100% or you are happy with 75%? Sometimes we say, oh yes, I have overcome so much and I am so new. I just come to Gyan. But when it comes to status, new souls won't say, okay, let those who have come ahead of us in Gyan can have higher position and we are happy to have the status of servants and maids in golden age or silver age. Does anybody think like that? And Baba always says, last goes fast and can be first, and that's what the aim should be there. And Baba has emphasized yesterday or this morning that we need that determination, power of determination. Not be slack or careless and say, oh yes, now who has become perfect? Those who have been 70 years in Gyan, they haven't become perfect. How you expect me to be perfect in few years? So not allow those weak and slack thoughts in our life, but have that determination that I want to be. So, three powers Baba emphasized last night. Which were those three powers we need? power of transformation, power of determination, and third, courage. Courage. We have to see that we have courage. He emphasizes a lot on courage, because it is said, courage of child and help from Baba. So if I have courage, I take one step, and Baba is going to take 100 steps. But I have to remember that I should not lose courage now and again. Because sometimes what happens is, we start with courage, and then we start questioning, can I do it? Will it happen? Will I be able to overcome this Maya? I have been working for 5 years on this and still I haven't conquered. I don't know whether I can conquer or not. So all these weak thoughts makes us shake. And that's why we have to see that we should not allow any weak thoughts. And not question our ability to overcome any of the Maya thoughts. So have this determination that I am, what's the title Baba gave us? World benefactor. World benefactor. So not only I am benefiting world, but nature also. Transformation of the nature also, elements also. We are the one who are instrument to bring about that transformation of world, nature. And so Baba is asking, is it not possible to transform yourself? If you can transform world, why can't you transform yourself? And never think that I have to do everything. Because when this thought is, I am doing it and I have to transform me, what happens? We create tension. But we need to pay attention and always remember that Baba is my companion. Baba is my helper. He is my support. And with Baba's help, what cannot be possible? And so rather than I and my responsibility, rely on Baba. Take support from Baba. So as much as I take support from Baba, Baba will be always there to help me. Now, Baba started with the Murli that you are celebrating New Year. You are looking forward to the New Year celebration. No, everybody was at midnight, everywhere in the world, people keep awake to invoke the New Year, isn't it? Everywhere. And last night also after midnight, a Everybody was singing and dancing and rejoicing. So as much as we are enjoying New Year celebration, are we looking forward to the new age? How much new age, golden age is in front of my eyes? Just as Brahma Baba always used to remember, tomorrow I am going to become Narayan or Krishna. So he never used to look at himself as just Brahma. But he always had this awareness, tomorrow, it's not sometime. But tomorrow I am going to become Narayan, or tomorrow I am going to become Krishna. Do we have that feeling of closeness of our future status and golden age? It should be so, as we come closer to the final stage, Baba says, as you are, if you are traveling by train or car, as you reach your own city, you see the houses and trees and everything, and okay, now we are only a few kilometers away from our home. In the same way, is golden age so close to us? Now Baba said, even last night he was saying, don't see anybody as Brahman or soul. Because before we become deity, we are to become angel. And so we have to change our consciousness while looking at others. Our first lesson, we were reminding ourselves, this is a soul, this is a soul, I am a soul, I am the soul, I am looking at this soul. Now Baba says, look at each other as angels. Because we want to give the vision of angel. And everybody in the end will have the vision of angels. And they will say, all these angels, they are flying here. So my stage should be flying, like angels, detached, loving, and having that subtle angelic stage. But at the same time, because when you are looking at the old world, sometimes we get caught up in the world problems and situation of the old world and say, this is this. But at the same time, do I think, this is going to finish soon, tomorrow we will have new world, everything will be good. So this sort of intoxication of future should be so clear, rather than, taking sorrow from the present world. So that's where, as I am, because there will be feeling of closeness to Bapdada in a feeling that, Baba is so close to me. Closeness of my sanskar to Bapdada or angelic. So my sanskars also will be close to Bapdada's sanskar. And then actually, the feeling of closeness of the new age will be there. And intoxication, not tomorrow. Not that, sometimes Brahmins, they say, don't know what will happen. Still they are doubting that whether there will be future golden age and have so much health and wealth and happiness. They are still worried about, if I become old now, in my old age, who will look after me and what is my security? And still people are, because they are worried about the present. So it means they don't have that intoxication of the future. How can they have intoxication of future when they are worried about the future of Kali Yuga and feeling insecure and so trying to save for this Kali Yuga old age and preparing for the retirement and everything and all. So it means there is still not pakka faith that tomorrow will be golden age. And that's why we need that prikaldarshi stage. So past, present and future should be so clean and clear in front of us that golden age is not far away. So the aim of becoming equal to Baba and being angelic. But Baba said, before you reveal Baba, because whenever we have service, we try to see that. No, our aim, if anybody asks what's the aim in serving, giving Baba's message and revealing Baba. That has been the aim of service. So, that aim is there clear that I want to reveal Baba. Everybody should know Baba. But Baba says, before Baba is revealed, you have to reveal yourself. So, am I revealing my form of Shiva Shakti has to be revealed. Now Shaktis in Bhakti are worshipped in various ways because various goddesses are worshipped. Lakshmi, Saraswati, Sitala, Kali, Durga, every goddess has their own speciality. Lakshmi, goddess of wealth, Saraswati, goddess of knowledge, Sitala, goddess of coolness, Kali, the ferocious ones, destroying devils. These are all our memorial. And that has to be revealed now. The Shakti form has to be revealed now. Which means, as Baba has been telling in last few days, whichever power is needed whenever we should be able to use it. When it is time to remain cool, we should not become angry. And last night Baba specially emphasized that you should conquer not only anger but the subtle form of anger of being bossy and false intoxication of intellect, position, whatever it is. So that's where I had to see that I am having all the powers and mainly power of discrimination to know which power to use well. And if I am Shiva Shakti, any problems come, I'll be able to overcome, isn't it? Obstacles, problems, situation, I should be able to overcome. So, yesterday's Murli, last weekend's Murli, all these Murlis are related to each other as if I need that, if I have that power to discern which power to use when, and I should be able to use it. And those who are weak They'll say, oh, what can I do? This is the situation, this is the problem, these are the people, they are not like this and they should not do like this. So they are all the time giving reasons. And they are trying to defend themselves with reasoning and not fighting and overcoming those situations. And that's where Baba is reminding us that we are the destroyers of obstacles. We had to be the conquerors of Maya and destroyers of obstacles. And not cite the problems, but give the solution, become the embodiment of solution, form of solution, which means no complaints. Because those who have solution or strength to overcome situation, they will not complain about anything, but they will correct situation and get on with their life. And that's what we had to see, that we are able to remain stable and unshakable. Situations will come until end. Maya will not leave us alone. So rather than speaking the words of all the weaknesses and giving all reasons, we had to perform wonders. So the strong souls will not be influenced by anything. They won't be influenced by situation, people, circumstances. They won't be even ruled by their own sanskar or maya. They will be totally in control of everything. And that's what we had to see, that we are able to reform every situation. And hence, if I am in control, I won't be influenced by my old sanskars also. And to have that complete transformation, I have to see that I have no traces of any of the vices. Leave aside anger, ego. So I have to transform ego into humility. I had to transform anger into coolness, peace, calmness. I had to transform greed into contentment, jealousy into love and respect, attachment to pure love, laziness to enthusiasm, carelessness into being careful. So all impurity, not even subtle form of impurity should be there. And naturally to transform my old sanskar apart from this, even for the three main powers that Baba mentioned, courage, transformation and determination, but we need all powers. And to have all powers, we need to see that we don't have waste. Our thoughts, words, actions, relationship, contacts, nothing is wasted. So I have to be really watching what I am doing, my time, how I am spending. Is it in worthwhile cause, or I'm just killing my time, or I'm just like my Kaliyugi sanskar, eat, sleep, enjoy life. What am I doing? And each and every moment, because not that, I've done my meditation, I've done my murli, I've done my good job, that's it. Or I plan service and I'm happy, no. My each and every thought, each and every word, each and every action, I have to see whether it is ordinary, elevated, or waste. Because sometimes we think, okay, I'm not doing vikarma. But even ordinary karma, which means we have wasted, isn't it? So, no negativity, no waste, not even ordinary, but elevated thoughts, words, actions, everything. Then only I can become powerful. And second thing, I will need volcanic yoga or seed stage yoga to burn my old sanskars. And not say my old sanskars are my sanskars. No, if I died alive, how can my old sanskar be mine? They were Shudra sanskar, not my sanskar. So even if my thought comes, oh, that's my old sanskar, what can I do? Or sometimes we just blame everybody around us for our old sanskar. My parents are there, grandparents are like this, and my friends are like these, and that's why I adopted those sanskar now. Now I have died from that. My new parents are Mama Baba. So my sanskar should be like them and not like my laukik. So everything laukik needs to be changed to alaukik. My attitude, consciousness, words. Also Baba emphasized a lot last night about being sweet and not have any harshness. Not only that, I should not have... If I can share my views in one sentence, I don't need to speak 10 sentences. If I can give course in 45 minutes, I don't need to spend 2 hours, isn't it? Then also it's a waste. So that's where I have to see. If I can cook my meal in 1 hour, I don't need to spend 10 hours, isn't it? Or 2-3 hours. So that way I have to see whatever I'm activity doing, is it like my old habit or old lifestyle, or is it economizing my everything, time, money, energy. So as I accumulate all the treasures of my time, money, energy, thoughts, words, actions, etc., if I have got those treasures, I'll be able to share it with others. And last night again Baba reminded us that we are bestowers, not beggars. Bhakti, we were beggars, we were begging. And sometimes those sanskar continues, no? We have expectation that the senior should love me, give me respect, or everybody should love me, give me respect, I should have appreciation, name, fame, position. Have I got these desires? If I have desires to receive something, I can't be bestowed. I must have all treasures, unlimited treasures, to give it to others. And Baba was emphasizing, not only just accumulate those treasures and be happy that, oh, I got lots of treasures, but keep on donating them. Be the donor. That Baba was, that is also there, but Baba was emphasizing on our feelings and wish, good wishes and pure feelings, how far they should be. Because some people may come and no, that sanskars are not good, because we get otherwise influencing. Oh no, he's a hopeless soul. So Baba says, never have this feeling of disheartenment, feeling hopeless about anyone, or have negative feeling about anyone. Because they are ruled by their own impure sanskars. So rather than having negative feeling or not love, that means we don't love them, isn't it? If you love them, you will accept them as they are. And that's why Baba was emphasizing, no, he was talking about dadis, how much love they have been giving to others, and especially Dadiji, that she has given love to everyone. And so she is receiving now love and blessings from everyone. And that's helping her. And when we see dadis on the stage, Baba was emphasizing, when you see dadis, you are so happy to see dadis on the stage, because dadis have done selfless service. They have, no, just as Brahma Baba. Not that he didn't know what sort of a soul it is. Or dadis, not that they don't know what sort of a soul some are. Some people may have some impure sanskar, vicious sanskar, violent sanskars. Somebody may have such a bad past. But Baba's vision never changed. Or Dadi's vision never changed. They kept on giving love and have good wishes and pure feelings for that. And uplifted others by their good wishes. That's what, no? That's what Baba was emphasizing a lot. Uplift others with your treasures and good wishes and pure feelings. He emphasized a lot, because this is, I think last few years Baba has been emphasizing on good wishes and pure feelings. But last night again emphasized that. That whoever it is, whatever they are doing, even they are defaming you, criticizing you, even if they have got impure sanskar and influenced by anger or any negative sanskar, you just see that how much good wishes you have and how much you are uplifting them. So you should be flying and make others also fly. You must have so much power that you are able to uplift them or make them fly. And last night, one new point Baba gave, which I think we never thought about it, Because Baba has been always telling, give message to everyone. And when we are doing service, what's usually our aim? No, subtle aim is to make them Brahmins. Subtle aim is to make them Brahmins. No, we count how many attended the function, how many did the course, how many became regular students. So we always had this aim, we want to make them Brahmins. But last night Baba says, listen to the cries of those who are suffering. Liberate them from their suffering. And make them get their inheritance of mukti. Because we always have the aim to give them inheritance of jivan mukti, that they come to golden age. So he was saying, make them worthy to experience the peace of land of mukti dham. Especially he was emphasizing to double foreigners to have double intense effort. So that we are always okay. Baba says, whenever you're... No, because if you are not okay, you'll write a long email, this happened, that happened, this person did this, and this person did this, and I felt like this, and all sorts of long, long emails. Baba says, now, if you have solved your own problem, if you are solving the problem of your friends and companions, what will be happening? Small emails, I'm okay. And Baba says that those who are okay, they will receive love and blessings from Baba. It was a very subtle point. That not only we will receive, no, we will relieve dadis from reading long emails, and we will not create headache from there for them. Mama always says, don't be headache for anyone. Neither you should have headache or problems, nor you create problems for others. But those who are able to solve the problems of themselves and others, they receive Baba's deep love and blessings. So we should not feel tense and uptight. Never feel heavy. Now once Dadi was giving example, I like that example a lot. She said, when we are flying, we are never worried or tense or uptight, isn't it? It's a big job, no? Going from one country to another, flying 10,000 kilometers or so. The passenger, what we had to do is just tie seat belt and sit in our seat. The captain will do his job. The hostess, air hostess, will do her job of supplying meals and drinks, and whenever it's time, they will supply. What passenger will have to do is sit comfortably and sleep. They are not worried whether there is a turbulence and the aircraft is bumpy ride. passengers not worried that they only they keep their seat belt tied and sit in proper way. And that's where if I have this awareness that Baba is the pilot or captain, he is taking me across. And everybody who has got responsibility, they are doing that job. No, even at the airport, once we land, the baggage handlers are doing the carrying the baggage, and all those machines are doing that job of bringing the luggage to us. We don't have to worry about that anything. We have to just pick up our luggage and go. So, once we have this awareness that everybody is designed to do that job, let Baba do his job, and let other instruments who are given different responsibility do their job. I just need to do my job. My job was to get visa and pay for ticket and just sit comfortably everywhere in the lounge, in the aircraft. So never allow tension. If I had this awareness, Baba is Karavanhar, why should I be tense? Isn't it? I forget that Baba is Karavanhar, I am just instrument, and I feel responsible. That's what, no? That old sanskar of carrying load. So we think, I am responsible. I have to do everything. Everything should be done like this and this and this and this. And I become so worried and tense and uptight. And finally Baba said, in a second, concentrate your mind. Again, every meeting he is giving this exercise. In a second, concentrate your mind wherever you want. Become the master of your mind. So my transformation should be, I should never have any negative feeling of disheartenment, feeling hopeless, tired, exhausted, tense, stressed. All these words should not be in my dictionary or my speech. For myself, I should never say I'm stressed. If I'm saying I'm stressed, then a yogi is saying I'm stressed, then how can we inspire the people? Change negative into positive. Make the atmosphere powerful. And be the master of my mind. Whenever I want to stabilize in, I should be able to do it in 1 second, corporeal to subtle angelic to incorporeal, wherever, whenever. It should not take more than second, Baba is nowadays saying. You did the program of jam, but not minute. Baba says now everything should be second. Transformation in second, concentration in second, and that's what this year we need to practice a lot, and not allow any slackness, that it will happen, I will be doing it after this project, I'll be able to focus my attention on myself, Because most of the time I find Brahmins are neglecting self-service. They are all right in doing world service. All right. They work hard for Laukik career, Alaukik speech and service plan. But when it comes to self-service, we are a bit slack. And that's where we have to see now. This new year, 2007, Baba inspired that all of us should prepare a group plan for our transformation. Every center, every country, every state, and was inspiring. Whoever brings about most transformation will get golden cup, golden medal, gold medal, gold medal, golden cup. So, he always then thinks about Madhuban, points out, Madhuban Vasi, you are the closest year to work hard. So, main thing is, I think just as last year we had volcanic bhatti, and all around the world we plan to have such a powerful yoga. So this year we will have to do transformation bhatti. Transformation bhatti. So we'll have to start doing everything from now. So I think what we'll have to do is organize a group, have youth organ plan something for that transformation. Personal, but have you, as a group, you have? There are microphone, Nena. So, let's see. So, youth are planning that. Baba was inspiring children also. Children should bring more children, inspire their friends. Okay, share what you have planned for youth.
Actually, what I was saying was that we're doing that bit tonight. We've just done an analysis of how the retreat went, what worked, what didn't work, and now we're working towards our international service theme in tonight's session. So it will be based on this revision and on Baba's Murali from last night. So very much about transformation, etc. But we'll feed back to you on the second morning, tomorrow morning.
Okay. Okay, then who is offering themselves to sit together here to plan for? Because I think it's good to even here also one group to meet tomorrow to start planning. So who is offering? Will you stand up to sit for planning for transformation? Okay. That's good, good group. So what we will do is tomorrow, I think, 9 o'clock you want or 9:30, Joy? In the morning? We'll make announcement. Morning, we'll make announcement, and those who are interested, 9:30. So then those who are interested, they will meet. No, we'll fix the place and they will meet, because let us start forming a group here. And then each country will have to do something, but it's good to plan from here. So Baba was, he was challenging and inspiring to have that healthy competition. Who will do that? Who will get number one? So that he inspired that. And each one will have to pay attention to oneself, plan what I want to bring about transformation in myself. Because I think on New Year's Eve you have already tried to see yourself and have started thinking about yourself, personal transformation, personal efforts. And also that's what Baba was saying, maintaining it continuously, don't start and stop. Because a long time of success needs to be there and long time of efforts. What happens with us is usually, as Nirbhay wife was mentioning on his Christmas message, that we start writing chart and then after a while, after 6 months, we say, oh, there's no change, give up. Or we get busy in one direction or another and we forget our aim. And that's what we have to see, that we don't forget our aim and we keep on making efforts until we reach the goal of becoming Bab Saman or angel. And this lesson is very easy. From tonight onwards to start looking at each other as an angel. I am an angel, others are angel. Look at them also as an angel. It's very easy. Everybody can do it. Just remind ourselves and each other. Because in the old days what we used to do is remind each other. Do you remember Shiv Baba? We had slogans everywhere. Do you remember Shiv Baba? Do you remember inheritance? Everywhere there were slogans in the Baba's houses. And everybody would ask each other, Shiv Baba yaad hai? Do you remember inheritance? Okay, so unless somebody has got question, has anybody has any question? Come in front. You speak English? Okay.
My question is about, is that because I always get a little bit confused when Baba talks about the letters we should write to him, because I used to write very
long letters to Baba.
Yes, but I write like this, not the at once. I write a little bit every day until in each week I send it. Together with Bogo, they're back there where I my sent. But when Baba say that I should write just okay, I feel sometimes.
To Baba, it's fine. You can write 10 pages. to Baba, he is no problem. He will get your letter immediately and he doesn't need to read through whole letter. He gets, as soon as you write, he receives. So for Baba, don't worry, write whatever you feel like. Whatever is in your heart, keep on writing. Whether it's love, whether it's complaint, whether it's a problem, whether it's a situation. But what you'll find that when you are writing, you'll get the answer. You will be clear about what you are, what you want to do, and you may get, you feel light. And that's fine. It's only for dadis that Baba is talking about, don't write long letters. Okay? And you have to be honest, no? If you have to talk to somebody who is instrument or senior for your guidance, it's fine to clarify. It's not, or to write and be light. So that's, to Baba, no problem. And even if you have something, rather than keeping it to yourself, it's better to write even to your seniors, I would say. But as you become powerful and you will be knowledgeful, you'll find that you got the answer to your own problem or question. And then you may not need to even post it to anyone. Anybody else? Yeah, it's all right.
I have a question about being all right. Is this a kind of attitude, or what does help to be all right, okay? Because you said, who is okay is getting blessings, and I wonder what is, if I'm not feeling okay, to be okay again.
Please, you don't need to be dishonest and say, I'm okay, okay? just for the sake of saying okay, because Baba said okay, you just keep on saying okay, okay, no. But the thing is, what Baba is emphasizing, problems will come. But you should have the answer to your problem. And secondly, you need to have the power to overcome that situation. Two things. Knowledgeful and powerful. And then, you don't have to struggle hard. Or you need to bother somebody else. As you become knowledgeful and powerful, you won't have to bother others. But you will be able to solve it. And also that's what Baba was emphasizing. Take help from Baba. If you are not strong, and it is possible, no? Because you can't do anything by yourself. He was emphasizing. You can't do anything by yourself. But take Baba's help. You have right to claim that help from Baba. And you should ask help from Baba. No, come and ask. Because what my experience is, now I remember one of the sisters who was in 1960s in Yan, she didn't know Hindi. She couldn't read Hindi. But she used to go in trance. And every morning she used to tell Baba, Baba, you had to teach me. And Baba taught in trance. She learned alphabet, Hindi alphabet in trance. She started reading Murli by just trance. So, When we have that deep faith that I'm Baba's child, Baba has to help me. And if it is Baba's task, it means not for a lokic job or no lokic situation, but a lokic situation, Baba is bound to help us. And so we have to claim that right and say, Baba, you have to help me and you'll find Baba's help.
Didi, if you can emphasize a little bit more, maybe examples about in what way we can use Baba's help. Because sometimes it might be confusing. You think, oh, Baba should help me in this way, and then you don't see that help, and it might be, you know. So in what way, when you say take Baba's help, in what way we take his help?
Baba's help we can, means if I have good yoga with Baba, my decision will be right. Whatever I plan will be right. And if I have that yoga, I'll find if it is my, it's Baba's inspiration, Baba's touching, Baba will always help. So that's where, now I have to see that love and cooperation, Baba was emphasizing both love and cooperation. I should give cooperation to Brahman family or my companions, and they will also help me. Because nothing can be done by myself. That's what I have to really remember. Nothing will be done by myself. I need Baba's help. I need the help of other people. And if I have love for them, I give cooperation, they will give cooperation. And naturally, if it is Baba's task, Baba's inspiration, Baba will help. In many situations we have seen help. Just have faith, courage, and there is Baba's help. Take one step. Don't just sit and say, okay, Baba, you cook for me, Baba won't cook for you. But, no, do something and the rest will be done by Baba or some instrument or somebody will be there to help you. And we have seen many examples. But that should be, as I said, is not that I should think I should do by myself, no. Whether they are laukik, alaukik, companions, whoever is there, if I have such good relationship, they will always cooperate. Okay, any other question? Come in front. The one who has question, they can sit in front. Next one can come and...
It's about seeing one another, each other as angels. Is there a method or something, and how can we do that?
Not method, just thinking I am angel. And think this one is angel. There is not special method. Not just as in the beginning, we had to remind ourselves, I am a soul, I am a soul, this is soul, this is soul. Look at this as a soul. In the same way, having this awareness and not being body conscious, because as we are soul conscious, we can be soul conscious then bodiless. So don't be extrovert, be introvert, soul conscious, and as you... No, because if somebody is more visionary, then what you can visualize, your angel with subtle angelic body, with wings of jnana, yoga, and flying all the time. So it's up to individual how you want to visualize or think or just feel or whatever it is.
Didi, would you share a few tips on how we could increase our power of determination? Because I think that's the underlying factor for us to transform. Because we have some nice plans, we have some good thoughts, we go back home with a lot of, you know, we fill ourselves, but then Baba says determination is something, I think he's been telling us for some time now. If you could tell us some tips.
Whatever you want to do, in your mind think, I want to do it. And until you finish, don't allow negative thoughts, will it happen, not happen, how will it happen, what can be happening, whether they will help. Not allow negative thoughts. but say, it's going to happen, and it will happen. And, yeah, you may plan for getting cooperation of anyone, or plan your whatever you want to achieve, how you want to achieve. But until you reach that stage, don't give up your whatever project or aim or whatever it is. I want to do it. It will be done. Like that, no? Baba says, no, sometimes Baba says, it has already done. I have done it many times. Every kalpa I have done it. Not think, say, oh, I don't know what will happen, how will happen. So don't allow such weak thoughts. I want to do, it will be done. Baba has told me, I'll do it with Baba's help.
Didi, you were talking that Baba was saying in the Smriti that don't you hear the cries of the people who are suffering. And he's mentioned this in the recent Murlis. It always touches me a lot. And I wonder how what I'm doing is going to help these people who are crying and suffering. Because we usually think service, like you said, is who's coming to the center and how many Brahmins we have and etc., etc. Now these people are not going to come to the center maybe, or they probably don't even know about the center, and there are a lot of these people who are suffering in the world, and how can any BK or me or really do something to finish that or show them the way to Mukti Dham, like Baba is saying?
This is the question of doing service through mind. Because once I had this real picture, Baba especially saying, Amrit Vela, listen to the cries of Bhagats. And we know how the world is suffering. How people are suffering in our country, our neighborhood, etc. We know it. So early morning, send those vibration. Power of peace, power of compassion. Baba was emphasizing a lot on compassion. Have mercy. Compassion. Mercy on yourself, mercy on others, compassion for others who are suffering. So that's how, where we have to send that power of peace, power of happiness, because whoever needs whatever, because those who are going to cooperate Iron Age, they don't want to go to heaven. They don't want health, wealth, happiness of heaven. They want just peace, happiness, love, because different Bhagats will be needing different things. So that's where we have to see that we have stock of all these powers. And during Amrit Vela, or whenever we are doing world meditation hour, or especially Baba says, Amrit Vela, keep it for yourself, get power for yourself. But whenever we are sitting in meditation, we spread those vibrations. We imagine those suffering people and take power from Baba and send it to them. And they will receive, no? Because, as you know, many Brahmins, before Gyan, they had vision of Brahma, Baba, or Dadis and all, Madhuban and all. And as the time comes closer, our stage becomes powerful. People, because some are the Bhagats of Ram, Krishna, Hanuman, Christ, Mary, whoever they are Bhagats of. Baba says, those Bhagats needs to be fulfill their desires. So our power will help them to satisfy their desire. So it's service through mind, mainly. Okay? Anybody wants? Meena?
This isn't a question. I just wanted to share my experience from some of the things I've been hearing. In my own experience, I found that when we put Baba first, then Baba puts us first. And I know many people said to me, oh, you have four children, you have a family, how are you going to do Baba's service? And I never thought about that. And I really, really noticed, always I see many miracles Baba does, that I never asked Baba anything, but I'd always speak to Baba in a way like, Baba, you're going to have to do something. It's always like that. I said to Baba, you have to do something here. And always Baba does something. And a year ago, I wasn't working, and I knew I had to get some money. And I was driving, and I remember I enjoyed driving very much. And I was saying to Baba as I was driving, Baba, you have to find me a job which I like doing. I like driving, and it has to be a job where I'm free. I can do service when I want. I should be free in the day. It should be like this. It should be like that. And I was saying all this to Baba. And then I thought, I don't think any job like that exists. I was saying to Baba, you've got to do something. And really, really, the next day I was driving and I took a turn, which I thought was a wrong turn. And right in front of me was this office or this place. And I went in and it was exactly the job. It was exactly that job, a flexible job. And the boss is such where he asks me, are you free? Can you see this person? I was saying, no, I can't. You know, it's okay. It really, really is like that. So I've seen that as long as we put Baba's service first, Baba will look after all your needs. You don't actually have to think about anything. And the Laukik and Alaukik needs, they all merge. They all become one. There's no Laukik life and Alaukik life. It's all one thing. And as far as the thing about asking about things when we need to ask a question, I found many times I thought, I'll ask Daddy this question. And recently something very powerful happened. I was thinking I must ask about somebody, which I was having some, well, one of my children. Our eldest son having some difficulty with him, and I was thinking, oh, I've had enough of this. I'll go and ask what to do about this soul. And as soon as I had that thought, I just heard Daddy's reply, and it was, you have to give more love. And so I didn't need to ask, I just started doing that, and that soul has just turned around. He's just completely 100% different. And this was so powerful that, again, my point is just that, have that trust in Baba, speak with him with a right, and understand that he will really, really help you and look after you because you are Baba's children. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Just a question. Baba asked Double Foreigner yesterday, do you realize that these memorials from Bharat are yours? And I think such kind of questions, and I have some difficulty to experiment that the memorials from Bharat.
These memorials are ours, deities' memorials.
Yes,
yes. So you find it difficult.
Yes,
to...
I mean, for my Bhakti, a Christian Bhakti, I find it quite easy, but for Indian Bhakti, more difficult.
It takes time to have this really feeling that I was once upon a time, no? Because knowledge is one thing, but experiencing or feeling is a different thing. But it takes time to have that realization or feeling of being deity once upon a time or being an angel or I think it will take time, but it will happen. How long you have been in Yan? 7 years. But it takes time, as I said, it's not easy for everybody to have that feeling and being. So just remind yourself, no?
What does actually showing mercy on self mean?
What is?
Showing mercy on self.
Showing?
Mercy.
Mercy for myself. Yeah. Being merciful to myself. What is it? Suppose I make mistake. Now sometimes, after I made mistake, I punish myself very harshly. feeling guilty and feeling very guilty and for a long time. Rather than that, now just as parents, when they see the children are making mistake or mischief or something, they say, oh, he's a child, so he can do like that, it's all right. As he matures, he will change. As he grows up, he won't be so mischievous. So they have that mercy. They accept the mistake and have good wishes that he will change. Same thing for myself. Now if I see my weakness, my impurities, rather than hating myself, because some people really hate themselves, say, I don't love myself, I hate myself because I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. So sometimes that means we are not having mercy for ourselves. If any negative feeling for ourselves, or if I'm not giving myself time, my body or my health or my spiritual upliftment, if I'm not giving time to myself, it means I don't have mercy for myself, isn't it? If I have mercy for myself, I'll give time to myself. I'll accept myself. I'll work on myself. I'll help myself. And that's what I had to have, that compassion and mercy for myself. Because first everything should start with me. Charity begins at home, is first me. Then my family and companions and everybody. And that's what I had to see, is not only I am spending time, money, energy for others, but I have to spend it for myself also.
As Baba says, you are the founder, you are the worship worthy, and how our stage changes in our stage influence to the stages of the other peoples, how it is connected to their stage, other peoples living in the world, how it is happened.
How is it happen or how it should not happen? That I should not be influenced by other people.
No. Then our stage, as we are founder, we are worship worthy, change in our stage, it changes through up and changes.
How it will help other people.
How it influence to the stages of the other people.
Yeah, that's what, how it will influence other people. Now, suppose if, because what happens is by seeing our example, others will follow it, isn't it? So in your house, if your stage is good, and if you are calm, quiet, humble, then seeing your example, others may learn. Because Baba always says nowadays, you can't teach other people by giving them teachings. No, it is easy to preach or teach, but that will not influence. Suppose parents are getting angry and they tell children, be calm, be peaceful, don't shout, don't cry. Then what will happen? Children won't learn because they are not seeing the example. And that's what, by my stage, I can definitely influence other people. No, because it's such a obvious, no? If parents are peaceful, calm, children will become peaceful, calm. If parents are feeling insecure, children will feel insecure. So it's a human influence of your personality, especially on your family, and children under 7 get so much influenced by your just vibrations and feelings. Not only your children, but animals also get influenced. If the master is active and alert and running around, the dog will be like that. If the master is sitting in one place like this, the dog will sit by side sitting like that. So the human influence is on their pets, even plants. They have experimented and shown that where there are peaceful, happy people, the plants grow fast. So our vibrations have influence, or our feelings, atmosphere can be changed. And that's why Baba always saying is, first help yourself, first transform yourself, first you become powerful, then everything will change.